Are you on?
Are you out and about, or are you sitting at home where it's smart? W2T Mobile.
Well, I wish I could say I was smart. Let me turn my radio down. We're out in it, but I'll have to admit, it's Bernice's fault.
Backhand you for that statement, because you deserve it. Geez, I'm sure if it wasn't a very good reason, you wouldn't be out in it. So don't give me that stuff. It ain't her fault. But good morning to you. Or morning, I don't know about good with this weather like it is. It's nasty out here. My car thermometer says it's only 50 degrees where I'm driving right now. And got to go run a couple errands and go buy a grocery store. We got to get some food for the dog so she'll eat. And also, what's got you on the road today?
The same thing, stupidity and mass consumables, Rusty. Well, here's your tip of the day. Shoot the dog and stay home and stay warm. shoot. No, we had our dog for almost 15 years, and she was a family member just like everybody else. But, 49 here. It was 50, so exactly the same. And we're going to Aldi's and Walmart. It doesn't look like this rain's going to let up. It's just going to be off and on and off and on. Heavy rain all day. I was watching it during the night, and it must have started raining pretty late. Got a little bit, a few hundreds around midnight, but on I got up at this morning, it was like 25 hundredths of an inch.
Rain gauge is down right now, so I can't tell anything. I had to take down that two sections of the fence because of where they built my building. And now I got to get back in there and finish painting. And painting, that's what my deal is. Electrician's coming Friday to run the power to it. And as soon as I hear from Mr. Duran, Mr. Dave, I can get the rest of the specs to the electrician so he can set everything up like it's supposed to be and get that going. So anyway, but that's the way things are going over here. And but I got a couple of things I got to try to deliver. Well, actually, I'm going to deliver one of them. Hopefully, if the church is open there today at this other church, I got a packet of stuff I got to deliver. Then I'll drop the other one in the post office so it can be delivered tomorrow so they can get it. But then I'll be over in your area, in your neck of the woods, or not your neck of the woods, but over in the Simpsonville area on Wednesday, because I got a meeting over there. Got to be over there for a training session, helping train some people do some paperwork. This paperwork I'm delivering today, to be exact. That's what happens, you know, when things are like that. So that's the way things are going over here today. So anyway, and it's just raining intermittently over here right now.
Well, Rusty, I don't know how many feet you are from your service entrance of your house. If it's over 50 feet, you want to go one size larger, but be sure they run 220 or 240, whatever you want to call it. Volts out there, and at least a number 8 American wire gauge to that. And if it's over 50 feet, I would run number 6, but number 8 will get you, I don't know what the code says nowadays. It's always been 40 amps in my days. I think they've let that go up a little bit for that size, but be sure he does that, because you don't want to try to run your amplifier or anything like that on 110, and you don't want to run HVAC on that. I'll tell you that Dave, he really knows his business. So he'll be able to take care of you right on that.
Well, this guy, this is what he does for business. The electrician that's coming to do the work, he does works for a company 4 days a week doing 12-hour shifts, and that's what he does. He's an electrician, has been for a number of years. And we got it's only about 25 feet out from where he's going to run. He's going to put 50-amp service out there for me, and he'll have there'll be a 220 and a 110 out there, and my amp doesn't use 220. My amp uses only a 110. The one I've got is only set for 110, so I don't need to worry about that. And right now I'm probably not going to use it very much anyway. I'm going to be doing QRP to start with when I get it set up out there. Still trying to decide on an antenna. That's my next thing. But yeah, he's going to put a breaker box inside my building out there and run 50-amp service on it. So, and one side will go off 220, so Dave can pull the can handle pulling the AC stuff, and the rest will be going to the receptacles and my light and everything else in the building. So I know what to watch for, and going to be very careful about it, you know.
Roger. Well, your amp is probably capable of running on both, and I would put it on 220. It's much more efficient, and it's a very simple thing to convert it, I'm sure, if it's like any other amp, just putting a jumper in another spot. And I think you got an 811H or something like that. But definitely run it on 220.
Years on W2T Mobile. I ran it for years on 110, and it gave you plenty of out. I had never had a problem with output or anything like that. So, and it is an 811H, you know, but it's only an 800 watt out. And I usually get that more than I need when I need it. So it's a case of I'm just going to let go with what I got right now. And but the 220 is going to be set for the AC in case it needs to be there. If he needs it, he's looking to see if he can find me a 110 rig, a 110 unit for the AC. And also, that might be a different thing altogether. We'll find out. He was over here yesterday and looked at it. And, of course, he's got to put the box on the outside wall, the disconnect box. So he knows what's going to be done, and he knows what it's going to be. So he's looking for something that won't run me out of the building. W2T Mobile.
Yes, he knows exactly what he's doing. I know him very well. He's a nice gentleman. And I have an HVAC license, Rusty, so I know he knows what he's doing. And he's helped me out before. But at any rate, I had to go to Kansas City and take 3 tests in order to pass that. And I worked on big ones on the hospital and on a printing plant and places like that. Great big ones. But I'm not able to do it anymore, and I've lost a lot of my smarts, I'm sure. But I'm glad your amp works to suit you. But all you have to do is put in a 220-volt receptacle in there, and you can change that over. But if you don't want to, that's your call. I love my amp. It's solid state, and it's just been great. Can't say enough about it. Well, I didn't do anything on the big single sideband contest this weekend. I guess 10 and 15 was wide open, but it just, I don't know. Didn't have the interest, and I'm not much of a sideband person anyways. It's more of a screaming contest.
Participate in any contest in the last year or so. Anyway, and I'm about to arrive where I need to go here for this first stop, so I'll catch up to you later, Tom. You have a good day. N0TR, W2T, 73.
Talk to you later. We're almost down to Oldies here in Taylor's. And traffic's moving along pretty good. Steady downfall of rain and 49 degrees. W2T and 0TR is clear and all.